It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. If you're a regular listener, you know we've been featuring two Valdez High School seniors daily during Senior Spotlights. We will continue airing interviews each day through the end of the month and put them all together for a one-hour program as well. We hope you enjoy the graduates' plans, aspirations, and words of wisdom.
We're here with Tori Hansen, a senior. Are you ready to graduate?
I cannot wait. So excited.
Tell us about what you plan to do following graduation.
I'm going to be moving to Rexburg, Idaho, the end of August, and going to a cosmetology school.
And how did you decide on Idaho?
That's where all my family lives, and I don't want to stay in Alaska, so might as well get out for a little bit.
And why not Alaska?
I don't know. I just feel like everybody needs to get out and experience new places every now and then.
You will come back and visit Mom, right?
Probably.
She's listening, you know. Any experiences you had through high school that you feel really shaped you as a person?
Probably just freshman and sophomore year. That was probably the biggest part of high school, and it changed you. You learn who your real friends are and stuff like that. So,
any advice for young kids? Yeah, that was probably more social, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't stress too hard about friends. I mean, I know I stressed about it, but it's not a big deal in the end. So,
how do you do that as you head into high school? What do you focus on?
I mean, I've been focusing on graduation most. That's my biggest thing right now. I don't really care if I'm out doing stuff, just focusing on that. So,
and it sounds like you have your career plans in cosmetology, but what kind of person do you want to be? When you think of yourself 20, 30 years down the road, what do you hope to be?
I just hope to be happy. I mean, I don't have anything other than that.
Any people you'd like to recognize who really helped you along the way?
Probably Carl Young, my swim coach. He pushed me a lot and made me a better person for sure.
You participated in different extracurricular activities. Are those important for kids to get involved in?
I think so. I mean, I think everybody should have something other than just school, like band or other sports.
And any advice on how to choose those?
I would say just try a whole bunch of different things and then find out what you really like and what really makes you happy.
Our next senior under the spotlight,
Jessica Cox.
How's it feel to be graduating here?
It feels pretty good. I'm kind of scared.
Why you gotta be scared?
I'm scared to leave and do new things.
Do you have any plans for after you graduate?
Yes, actually, I'm planning on moving to Oregon and going to OSU.
Why did you pick OSU as your next form of education?
They've got a good physical therapy program that I want to go into, and I've got a lot of family there.
What about physical therapy intrigued you to want to pursue that further?
I like helping people, and I heard this story once about this guy helping this girl walk again, and it made me want to do that.
What were your favorite parts about high school?
Being able to spend my last year with my friends.
Did you have a favorite class?
I liked my anatomy class, and I had all my friends in it, and we all got to learn and study together, so it was a great experience.
Looking down the road, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully having a good job and living somewhere pretty.
Do you have any advice for anyone that hasn't graduated yet?
Stay in school and don't get caught up in drama.
If you're enjoying KVAK's short interviews with the 2016 VHS senior class, make sure to thank the sponsors that help make them possible. Prospector, VCVB, Arts Design, Valley's Native Tribe, First National Bank, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Arctic Chiropractic, Harris Sand and Gravel, Copper Valley Telecom, Petrostar Valdez Refinery, Haltness Equipment, Brennan Bell and Clarkson, and the Valdez Senior Center.